Well, it is now 10:15, and it's not... I'm looking across the desk here at the gentleman who's sitting opposite me, and normally we're talking about all sorts of things thespian. It's Alan McKee. A very good morning to you, Alan.
Good morning, Pamela.
Today we are not discussing things thespian. We are talking things Belfast City Council, other councils all around the province, because this is a topic that came up. You're in the play, Sinners, at the moment at the Lyric, and we'll talk about that a wee bit later. Yes. But... we got chatting with Mary Jones because she was saying her eminent husband, Sir Ian McElhenney, is vexed, very vexed at the moment about what to put in a black bin. Mm-hmm. And we started a great conversation. We nearly actually didn't go on air because we were talking about bins. And it is true. I mean, this is something, it's got to you as well.
Well, it has. I mean, I've just left my Kirby's out this morning.
Okay, what are Kirby's?
Those are the little boxes that you get from Bryson House.
Oh, okay, so that's something else, right? So, okay,
yes, Kirby's.
Yeah.
So that's all the recycling goes into them.
And what do you put in your recycling?
So
what's in your Kirby's?
So you can put glass, cardboard, paper, mm-hmm. plastic bottles. And including like plastic cartons that you would get.
Like the stuff you keep your mints comes in?
Yeah, for instance, yes.
Okay. And are they different Kirby's? So one's for glass?
Well, you separate them all out.
Okay.
So there's one for glass and cardboard. There's
okay.
one for paper and tins.
Right.
And then there's one for plastics. And there's a caddy for food waste.
Right.
Which is both cooked and uncooked.
Right.
Food waste.
Okay. And how often are those collected by
Once a week.
Bryson House? Once a week.
Yes.
Right. Now, do you... That's Bryson House do that?
Yes, on behalf of the City Council.
The City... Right. So do you have a bin man anymore then?
Yes, we have a bin man who comes every other week on a Tuesday as well.
And what bin does he pick up?
The black bin. No, we only have a black bin because we've
because
got
Because you've
Kirby's.
Got your Kirby's. But what do you put in your black bin?
Now we're getting to the nub of it. What indeed do you put in your black bin? Because you can't put garden waste in your black bin. Obviously, you can't put any of the things which you can be recycled.
But do you have room in your Kirby's for garden waste?
No.
Right.
No. But the reason why we have Kirby's in the first place is because on our side of the Bloomfield Road, we're considered to be inner city. But on my in-laws, which is on the other side of the Bloomfield Road, they've got gardens, so they've got brown bins, blue bins, black bins. I don't know, multicoloured bins. This was all explained to me once by someone from the City Council. But what do you put in your black bin?
Well, the good news is, on the phone, I have Martin Doherty from the City Council. Martin, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Pamela. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Martin, you... But I'm loath to, but the phrase is in my head. We have opened up a can of worms here.
Mm-hmm.
Martin... What do you put in a black bin?
Very little, hopefully, is the answer to that question. We provide you with all manner of recycling boxes and bins in order for you to be able to maximise the amount of recycling we can do, which is only good for the Northern Ireland economy and our environment as well.
So we've got Alan. I don't know if you heard the start of Alan's conversation there. He has Kirby's courtesy of Bryson House, who collect uh-huh. these once a week on behalf of the City Council.
Uh-huh.
But he then, once a fortnight, puts out his black bin, which is very little in it because it's all gone to Kirby's, but yet he hasn't got anything for garden waste. So does he need then to get rid of his black bin and get a brown bin that would be collected on the same day that the black bin's collected?
Well, I suppose the first instance, if you've got your Kirby box system, your black and your red box, you should also have a green outside caddy for your food waste collection as well in the first instance.
Yes, he has that.
The difficulty was is when we were designing the system in the first place way back in 2003, 2004, 2005, we were looking at the outer city of the outer ring of Belfast City Council has like houses with much bigger gardens and various other bits and pieces. So they were able to sustain a black bin, a brown bin and a blue bin. The inner city is a different housing stock now. Whilst they appreciate there are houses within the inner city that do have gardens, we have to be able to design that. And so far as a bin line can go past 1,100 houses approximately every day. And we can't sustain a lorry economically that goes past fewer. And unfortunately, there was a dividing line within the inner city that made that proposal uneconomic. But we do understand that people have difficulty within the inner city that have gardens. And it's and saying that, we have actually introduced a scheme, a temporary scheme over the summer for households in that area that they can contact us. We can give them large green bags and we will arrange a pickup of garden waste for them to accommodate those households that fall into that bracket. But there is, I mean, when you're trying to design something over 155,000 houses, it's not always possible to get everything perfect in that regard.
Well, that, does that help, Alan? Are you happy that you can get a green bag for garden waste?
Yeah, great, absolutely.
Rather than run across the road and stick it in your in-laws bin?
Well, exactly. Or what I have been doing is using my big son to get rid of all that.
you've been stuffing your big son full of garden waste?
Well, more or less. Actually, have you seen the size of him?
But we've got a few questions here, Martin. Aerosols. What colour bin do you put aerosols in?
Blue bin or in either your black box or your red box.
Okay. Dog mess.
Dog mess can go into the brown bin or your food waste caddy, but insofar as you don't put it in, normally you see people with little black bags. It would have to be a biodegradable bag, or you can place just the dog mess straight into the bin.
Makeup wipes, because they can't be flushed down the toilet, so I'm imagining they don't break down terribly well.
Makeup wipes or baby wipes, as I would know them, probably best in your black bin.
Black bin! Something's going into the black bin!
Yes. The other thing, because I was sitting down last night trying to make a bit of a list of what I thought could go into my black bin, and I reckon the net bags that you buy onions and oranges in, or limes if you're very posh.
Oh, yeah. Yes, those net bags, the sort of stringy, not the stringy ones, but the stringy plasticky type ones.
Yeah.
What about those, Martin?
Those are unfortunately in the black bins at the present day. I mean, really, if people are using the system correctly, what they find that the only thing that will be going into their black bin is like the outside of your bread, your plastic bag out of your bed. We haven't got a market for light plastics at the present moment in time, but really we've given a pathway for over what nearly 80% of what people traditionally throw into the black bin shouldn't be going there. We would request that they didn't, because there's a very valuable recycling market both here in Northern Ireland and across the UK for the materials we're requesting. So, I mean, it's a good thing that there's very few things that go into your black bin. That's a significant improvement on where we were 15 years ago.
Oh, very, very much so. And I've got a couple more to go here. The plastic wrapping, you know, that you were saying about things that come around food, like the plastic wrapping or the little plastic tray that, say, my mint steak or my burgers sit in.
There's a slight difference. The plastic wrapping, the light stuff, which is easily scrunch upable, you know, like cling
like
film.
The cling film, yep.
Yeah, that would have to go into your black bun, but your plastic tray that your mince comes in and or your chicken sits on, that can go into your blue bin or your appropriate recycling box.
I take my bottles to the recycling plant purely and simply because I find it a really good stress buster of throwing them in and hearing them smash. But could I put them in my blue bin?
No, please, definitely not. Unfortunately, if you put glass in with the blue bin, when it gets collected, the glass smashes and then it makes the paper unable to recycle the paper or indeed the cardboard. So we are looking at ways of increasing the provision of glass collection to every city or every household across the city. And we're taking a proposal to council in the next couple of months to improve that service. But we do have over 48 bottle banks across the city for people to be able to go handily to. And of course, your caller there in the inner city will be able to get a glass collection every week, whereas his colleagues across the road on the blue and brown bins won't get that. So there are some advantages to being in the inner city.
Alan's suddenly perked up. He's preening himself, going, "Oh, you're special now."
Yeah, I am, and I do know that actually it is a problem for the suburban people to get rid of their bottles. I mean, look, as you might appreciate, I produce a lot of empty bottles in a week. My wife often calls our glass Kirby the box of shame.
Oh. In fact, you're lucky. It's a shame you've only just got one.
Well, indeed. But can I ask, Martin, would this be a good idea? Because I'm all for recycling. You know, I think it's definitely the way to go. And I applaud the City Council for their efforts. I think they're doing a great job. Would it be an idea to make the black bins smaller?
Well, actually, you'll notice that we're moving towards 180 black bins. So the only bins you can actually get as a replacement now in Belfast are 180 litres, because we do no longer need 240 litres, which was the traditional size of a wheelie black bin. So we've ready made that step. forward already. For there's no need. I mean, if people are doing it right, and I can speak for myself, I would say this, but I mean, I find there's very little goes into my black bin. It's particularly light, and I have a 180 bin, and I could probably leave it out on a 6-weekly basis or beyond. So there's that few materials that go into it, but we are concentrating on trying to lessen the size of black bins as time go on as well. Yes.
Well, Martin, you're not getting away lightly here, because these texts are flying through. So let me just go through a few of them. Yes, we've done the dog waste. That's into the brown bin. Christmas wrapping paper, is it recyclable or not?
It's a difficult one, Pamela. Some plain papers would be recyclable, but people tend to buy ostentatious wrapping paper with lots of glittery bits on it. The best thing to do would be try to, if you're in any doubt, put it in via the black bin or bring it to one of our recycling centres, and the guys can talk you through it if you see it there. It's a particularly difficult one, but really what people have to concentrate, Christmas wrapping paper really only is a problem for 5 days in the year. Whereas, well, we need to concentrate us on the materials that people have for the remainder of the year, the 360 days there. So whilst I understand it's a particular problem around Christmas, Boxing Day and the day after, really it's something that is relatively small in terms of what we deal with over the course of the year. So it's a difficult one to answer, but some plain ones can be recycled. Some of the more ostentatious ones can't.
Do you need to take the sellotape off?
It would be, again, preferable if it was. But again, as I say, people would concentrate on the rest of the year, because there's so many, many more hundreds of thousands of tons of waste that could be recycled that aren't, rather than Christmas paper being a particularly big problem, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. I take the sticky labels off whenever I get envelopes and things, but that's purely and simply because I don't want to have the identity theft. But then that's a whole different ball game. We've got a few more here, Martin. The phone lines are going absolutely demented, but I think I could actually answer this one myself. This one's from Jan. A full jar of jam that's gone out of date. Can't put it in the food waste as there's glass, and I can't put the glass in as there's food. We'll take the jam out and stick it in the food, and then put the jar in the glass. Is that about right?
Do you want a job, Pamela?
Okay. No, I just did that. Exactly right. Funny enough, I did that with my cupboards recently, actually. We had a clear out some time ago of my mother's house, and my niece did say, Auntie Pamela, what is a supermac? It stuffed the labels and went that far back. So let's say, hang on. Martin, I'm sure you've got better things to be doing today, but this is what people want to hear. Pamela, I have the Kirby boxes in the food waste bin, and I only have one small black bag of waste every fortnight. It really does help if people recycle. Sharon, thank you very much indeed for that. We like Sharon, do we not, Martin? Hello? Is Martin still there? Oh.
Well, I like Sharon.
We like Sharon. We seem to have lost Martin. The phone line's still there, but unfortunately, we've lost Martin on the phone. Never mind. Well, listen, it's been absolutely fascinating. We will try and put things out, because there's another one that I had here. I shred a lot of paper. Mm-hmm. A lot of documents and things, because you don't want, you know, like receipts and things that your numbers on. And seemingly you can't put those in, those don't go into your blue bin. That goes into your green your brown recycling bin, because it breaks down and it's shredded. Otherwise it would fly away. And
it's compostable.
It's compostable, yes.
So wine bottle corks as well, they can go into your compost.
They can go, can they?
Yeah.
You don't get many corks these days, the screw tops.
Well, it depends.
You're
on
obviously
class of
posh.
Wine you're buying.
You're going for the posh ones. Oh, here's ones that I would have liked to know. Baby's nappies.
I'm guessing black bin.
I would say black bin for those ones as well. Oh, there's Martin calling us back in. Let me see if I can answer Martin's call. Somebody's got him out in the office. Happy days, we're getting Martin back in. Somebody missed a bit about the dog. Can dog go in the black bin?
No, you can't put your dog in the black bin. That's very, very important that people realise. You can put your cat. You put your cat in the black bin. That's that lady
doesn't
mean. No, you can't. Absolutely cannot put any
animals. Martin's back again. Martin's apologies. We've gone completely off tangent here. We're being very rude. And we've had the USPCA on yesterday, so do not listen to Alan McKee. No,
I love cats. I love cats.
Cat litter trays and nappies, Martin.
Nappies should be the black bin. We do run a real nappy laundry promotion for new parents or whatever, so they want to get in contact as we give them money towards the purchase of new reusable nappies. So if anyone interested can contact the council for that. And cat litter trays, bit of an awkward one. If it's organic, you know, some of the litter trays are made of recycled paper, believe it or not. So those materials with the cat poo can go into your brown bin. If the other ones are gravelly in nature, we'd ask that you put that into your black bin.
And we've got somebody, Martin, just as well, you're not in Carrick, because Carrick's getting a wee bit of a bad do here. John in Carrickfergus says, Pamela, our brown bin was refused because we put dog waste was put in it, but your guest said it was acceptable. Maybe they didn't have it in the black biodegradable bag, maybe that was it, or maybe it was just left as a big pile, I don't know. It's not, but brown, I would have thought brown bin for dog waste. Martin, yes?
Yeah, that's fine. You can put the, it can be composted, yeah.
Right, so when you need to have a word with Carrick. Maybe it was something to do with the way it was wrapped up. Would that be it? Oh, heavens, I think we've now got somebody from the medical profession on. Oh, no, this is actually quite relevant, because I know a lot of people have to deal with giving injections and various things at home to people. Medical waste, for example. What happens to medical waste? For example, catheters I've got here.
Medical waste, if it's permissible to go into the black bin, you know, you should consult your doctor, and there's various services that will supply people with medical conditions. We've screened all our policies so that we try to put in special measures for people with a particular medical condition, and we will take that on board when we're moving forward with any form of recycling or the food waste ban in this instance. So if anybody's got a medical condition and wishes to keep in contact with us, we'll make sure that they're sorted out appropriately in that regard.
Thank you very much. That Big Day in Londonderry says you can put glass in your recycling bins in Derry. Well, happy days. I think Alan McKee's moving. why are bins different colours in different council areas, says Mrs. C. Do we have an answer to that one, Martin, or is it just the way it's happened?
It's just the way it happened. I suppose it was local councils wanted to be different when they began. It's a problem. Councils are working together across Northern Ireland to look to seek to try to harmonise how we actually manage recycling across the way. But some councils see it slightly differently. The services, the infrastructure in there might be different over in the west of the province as opposed to here in the south of the province, might be slightly different. So, but I would strongly suggest to everybody in our 21 region, in Belfast in particular, and our adjoining councils, not to put glass. Please don't put glass in the blue bins. It's not very helpful at all.
I can hear a bin lorry reversing behind you there,
Martin. For Martin to make us think he's actually working.
He's just got somebody at the back going beep, beep, beep. That I have to say, this one is absolutely brilliant. This is from Kelly, because she sent two texts. She's done a follow-up. She says, we're a family of six with small kids. We have two black bins that go out for fortnightly, full to the brim, and we fully utilise our brown bins and our Kirby's as well. And then she sent another text, went, oops, we're a family of seven. Kelly, one got recycled there. So a large family obviously still needs its black bins to put things in, because she is still recycling there. I wonder if this is somebody who's doing a bit of decorating. Wallpaper and paint tins, do we have a bin for them? And
no,
envelopes and boxes?
Paint tins should be brought to our recycling centres. We have special collection points for all paint tins, both water-based and gloss-type paints. Wallpaper is an awkward one as well. The best thing for wallpaper is probably put it via the black bin or at our recycling centres via there's a special process that we can take the black bins, black bags through at the recycling centres. So, but definitely paint cans can be recycled via our recycling centres. Paper, wallpaper, best keep it at your blue bin and into your black in this instance until we find a better market for it.
Wonderful. Martin, you're playing an absolute blinder here. Do people should wash tins? Do people think they're going to wash tins and bottles, etc., when we start paying for our water? Oh, heavens, that's going to be another can of worms, that one, isn't it, paying for water? But yes, we should really give them a quick rinse out, shouldn't we?
Well, absolutely. But I mean, again, I would stress there, don't use pristine water. If you've washed all your dishes, maybe you can give them a rinse in the grey water. It's really, they don't have to be polished up. But yes, if you can rinse out the few remaining beans or whatever else is in the can, that would be very beneficial.
Yes, because we don't want too much going out there. This has been absolutely fascinating. Unfortunately, we're going to have to pay the bills because we haven't taken an ad break in the last half. So the bills will not get paid. Let me just say, so confused, I missed the start of the bin discussion, but on listening out, bins in Craigavon are different colours are used for these things. Blue equals general, brown equals garden and green paper, says Dawn and Lurk. I'm very glad I've just got my brown. Well, I actually don't have a brown bin. I have to pay for a bin, don't I, Martin?
All recycling bins are free of charge.
Oh, are they? Belfast,
but you have to pay for your black bin, yeah.
Right, well, I had to replace my black bin because somebody burnt it in the middle of the night a while back. And I missed it, but there you go. Listen, Martin, we're going to have to draw a line under this conversation because it is absolutely fascinating. Alan, are you any happier in finding what you put in your bins and what goes into a black bin?
Yes, I am. I thank you. I'd like to say thanks to Martin. I will pass this all on to Ian McElhenney, who I know will probably be... He's probably taking notes at the moment, listening.
I would like to think so as well. And you can see Ian McElhenney in the new BBC One drama that's based around the spin-off from EastEnders on Thursday night.
Yes, let's hope they give a better impression of Irish people than they did the last time.
Well, we can but hope. Listen, Alan, don't go away. Martin, thank you so much indeed for your time this morning. It's been fun and it's been educational as well. I was just saying, we lost you on the phone there, shredded paper out of my, when I'm shredding paper, I put that in the compost. Is that correct?
Yes. 100%, yeah.
Lovely. I'm glad I'm doing something right. And I do take the dumper truck to the bottle bank as well. Listen, Martin, an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much indeed for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much, Pamela.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.